Hi, and welcome to Artists Alive. This is a podcast where I interview notable people in the entertainment industry about their lives, their careers, and their projects. And with me, I have two amazing actresses and singers from the US who are releasing a new Christmas single. And as you guys might or might not know, if you're new to the show, hi, I'm Gustav Zeventin Elvström, and I'm from Stockholm, Sweden, and I used to do acting when I was a kid, so I did a few TV shows and things like that. I never really had a breakthrough or anything like that, but I definitely had a bit of a small little music career myself when I was in my teens and got to know a lot of cool and interesting people, and that's when this show began. And about some new and cool, interesting people. Angelique Bates and Latangela Newsome are joining the show. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Awesome.
I'm great. How are you? Thanks for having us.
Pleasure. Thank you for being on the show. For my listeners who may not be too familiar with you, can't you tell them a little bit about yourselves? Starting with you, Angelique.
Okay. Hey, guys. It's Angelique Bates, like he said. A lot of you guys might remember me from, of course, Nickelodeon's All That. I was previously on his show a few years back. I'm glad to be back. I had to come back and let you guys know about a single that we're, you know, getting ready to drop. But I'm not going to, you know, get into that. I'm going to let Latangela talk more about that. But I had to bring my friend because, you know, we all Nickelodeon family around here. And I figured it would be a great treat for you guys. I'm not going to do her introduction. I will let her do it and tell you guys who she is.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that prelude. And I appreciate you inviting me on the show with you. This is exciting to be, to be part of this interview all the way in Switzerland. But my name is Latangela Newsome, and I am known for my recurring role, a series regular role on a Nickelodeon show called Tyena. So I am the arch nemesis on that show. And she is also known for her singing as well, that character. If you guys are familiar with the show, you might be familiar with the soundtrack for the show. So I have four singles on that soundtrack. And, you know, we are all family, like Angelique said. You know, we grew up in the business together and we go way back even before our Nickelodeon days. And we came together. I decided she's extremely talented. We both do music as well. She's a rapper, singer as well. And so, of course, you know, when I came up with the idea for a Christmas song and I wanted to take it back to the 90s, I couldn't help but ask my girl Angelique to jump on the track and our other friend, Lee Boy, who is not on the show with us today. But it's an inspired track. It's a track inspired by the old TLC song, Sleigh Ride, if you guys remember that from the 90s. And so I had to definitely call up my girl and Leon. So, you know, we're excited about this.
Yes.
Yes. So going on further into the song, Jolly Holiday, can't you tell them a little bit more what it's about?
Yes, no, it's definitely, like I said, I'm first of all, you know, we were teenagers in the 90s and it was one of the best times, one of the best eras. And, you know, a lot of people are into 90s nostalgia these days, but I truly, I mean, as you can see, I have a rock career right now. This is one of my outfits from the 90s. Listen, the bodyguard, I got all the CDs back here. I got case. I mean, my CD player, I'm about that life. Okay. So I love 90s R&B. I love 90s music in general, hip hop. And I was just, you know, a lot of people have asked me about music and in particular, a Christmas album or Christmas song. And, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, if you have an idea, if it works, it works. And I never forced any of my creativity. And, you know, this year I just came up with this concept. Everybody's talking about the 90s and 90s R&B. And Sleigh Ride was one of the most fun songs that TLC came up with during the Christmas holiday season. We used to love when it came on in the club, Christmas night, when you went out with your friends or you're having house parties. It was one of the most fun songs. So I was really inspired by it and just decided to come up, you know, with something, and it happened to just flow. Like I honestly, you know, sat down and came up with the song in a couple of hours and recorded it with my son. He's a part of my production team, my son and his friend, shout out to Jasco and Ilas Mari. They are, you know, my boys, my babies, but they're extremely talented. So I record music with my son. I was down at his house studio and we were like, listen, let's just see what we come up with, and Jolly Holiday came about. And shout out to Tavares Jordan, who actually produced the original track, so as well.
And when she did the whole concept and told me about it, you know, I was super geeked, because just rapping, my inspirations was DeBrat and Left Eye. So I was like, heck yeah. And you know, TLC did the intro for all that, and to have met Left Eye, it was just like, oh yeah, I'm with it. I'm all the way for it. And just, you know, just to have like a tribute in a way, you know, to Left Eye.
Well, definitely. I could definitely, when I heard the song, I could definitely get the TLC vibes from it, because obviously I love Sleigh Ride as well. It's such a beautiful song for the holidays, and I really got that kind of vibe. You know, this kind of sound is it is not very 90s, and it's not really something we hear, you know, a lot anymore. So I thought it was really nice you threw this little sound together, and now it's going to be a thing, so that's really fun. So
let's speak that into existence. It's going to be a thing.
Yes,
let's say that one more time.
I hope so. I hope so.
Yes.
We're going to get back to Jolly Holiday in just a little bit, but
sure.
I was thinking we could talk a little bit about our Christmas traditions. So in the US, you celebrate Christmas on the 25th on Christmas Day. In Sweden, we celebrate on the 24th on Christmas Eve. That's when we like do all the partying and do all of the nice get-togethers with our families and friends and things like that. So we celebrate a day early. We're a bit impatient. But I was thinking if you could walk my listeners through your typical Christmas day, starting with you, Latangela.
Oh, yeah. So it actually starts for us and my family a few days before, because we start cooking about three days before Christmas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's when we're starting to bake pies and get the cookie dough together, and you know, some things are marinating or whatever, depending on the crowd. So normally, like traditionally, about 3 days before Christmas, we start cooking, and Christmas Eve would be the night where we're pretty much all night, like we're up all night cooking. Like you sleep for a couple of hours and go and check on the turkey at 4 or 5 in the morning. So by the time everybody's up and you know, the presents are open, we're ready to pretty much eat about, you know, maybe noon, 1 o'clock, you know, maybe even before that, because all the food's done, you can actually enjoy the day. And, you know, the older kids like to go out Christmas night to like the club or somebody's house party. So you're like, all right, we're done. Done with the family, it's time to go turn up.
I need to go to your house because we started.
Right.
Girl, we were starting the night before Christmas Eve. Oh, we kind of behind. And it would literally run into the night, into the next morning. We would hope to eat by noon.
Right.
We're still cooking. We're sneaking in the stuff. But at least we get the gifts Christmas Eve.
Right.
Because it's like, okay, well, it's almost time. It's like you could go ahead and open the gift. So that was my thing. You know, I think the pies will probably be done already, but as far as like turkey and all of that, like the heavy stuff, nah, we were waiting last minute. But I like you guys the way you're thinking. Like at least it's already done or almost.
Right, exactly. At least a couple of days before if we're going to have a crowd. What do you guys, what's your traditional food that you guys eat?
Yeah, so we have, maybe I'm going to shock you a little bit, but we have pickled herring. We have pickled herring dipped in various sauces like mustard, things like that. It's really good. Can recommend. It sounds scary, but it's great. We also have a casserole dish that is quite traditional that I am not really that big a fan of, but it's called Flying Jacob. And I'm going to Google the ingredients because I make it a lot.
find Jacob now.
Finding Jacob. So it's a casserole that consists of cream, chicken, bacon, chili sauce, and peanuts. It's really weird. So there was a stoner in the 70s who came up with this, and that it basically became quite popular. So now everybody's having it. It's a tradition from the 70s.
That sounds like a munchies type dish, and it actually does not sound bad to me. I was like, that might be tasty, actually. I would try that.
Right. Right. Very stonerish.
So
yeah, I'm here for it though.
Yeah, me too. But yeah, those are examples of dishes that we're having. So we're celebrating on the 24th on Christmas Eve. And it's pretty chill. Basically, you know, having breakfast together, listening to some music. Then we invite our family and friends over at 3 p.m. Half of Sweden's population, so we're like 10.2 million people, so around 5 million people, at 3 p.m., turn on their TVs, and we're watching Donald Duck cartoons. The same ones every single year. It's been a tradition since the 60s. So it's the
well,
same.
That's similar to us, too. I think we watch some of the same animated stuff that we watch since the 60s every year, yeah. Especially Charlie Brown, for sure.
Yes.
And then we're having our dinner like early, like around 4 or 4:30, things like that, or even later, like 5 or 6, depending on the family. And then basically, traditionally, if you're a family, you know, the presents. So in the US, you know, it's that Santa comes in the night, breaks into the house. No, I'm kidding. But goes into the house, like leaves the presents. Gets his cookies and milk and things like that. Well, here,
right.
Normally, one member of the family is saying, I forgot to buy the newspaper. So then the person goes out, is outside the house and puts on a Santa costume and then knocks on the door and comes with a sack with the presents and gets invited in and you know, and then leaves. And then the same family member will switch back to their normal clothes and be like, oh, did I miss Santa this year again? Oh, shucks.
Do the kids catch on, or do they just play along with this? Like,
yeah.
I love it.
That's so fun, though. That's cute.
That's
like
cute.
Okay. Well, we know what you're doing. Whoever decides to go to the store, we know what's happening at that point.
Yes. So before Santa leaves, instead of milk and cookies, Santa gets some porridge with cinnamon and a shot of, well, liquor, and then leaves. And and the typical like excuse for Santa is like, oh, I'm gonna go next door to the next family and deliver the presents. I have the sleigh waiting outside. And then I was thinking for myself when I was doing the outline for this show, I was thinking, it's not really that appropriate of Santa to have a shot before going onto the sleigh. I feel, isn't that like basically like drinking and driving?
I don't give DUIs in the sky. They don't do it.
Yeah. But that's basically, yeah. And then it's just like hanging out with the family and all of that rest of the night. Just having a chill. We don't really do much on Christmas Day. It's just basically like waking up, having some leftover food from the night before, having coffee and talking and all of that. It usually doesn't really snow in Sweden around Christmas. That either comes in October and then it thaws away, or it comes in January. So it's just really sad that we don't really have any snow. But although we don't have snow to look at outside the windows and stuff, we're basically outside still and just hanging out, chilling, all of that. So it's quite chill.
Oh, that's interesting to know, though. I would definitely have guessed that you guys had a lot of snow around Christmas. So that's an interesting fact. I would think it's just everything's covered in snow and it just looks like the North Pole.
Yeah, that's more of the north of the country. But in Stockholm, okay, we just have basically the same weather as England, basically. So it's not really that nice.
Okay. I definitely want to visit those. One of the places, as a military brat, I've spent a lot of time overseas, but I've never been to Sweden, any part of Sweden. So I'd love to go and visit for sure. Yes. I was born in Germany, so I'm actually a dual citizenship thing going on. But yeah, I got to go back and explore now that I'm older and can appreciate everything a little bit better.
Well, they're having an ice hotel in the north of Sweden every year. They're building up an ice, like a building made of ice, basically an igloo. And everything, all the hotel rooms, the beds, everything is made of ice. And the cutlery and plates and drinking glasses, everything's also ice. Everything is just ice. My mom stays there like every year and stuff for business. Oh, it's so interesting. It's really
that is amazing. I probably would not last very long because my iron is low. I don't know if I can handle it, but right, that is so. I want to definitely go in there and take some pictures.
Yeah,
right. Not last.
Great content.
Yes, great content. Excuse to wear a fur coat for sure. I love good fur.
Facts.
All fur, but I just want to look fluffy.
Get my camera on.
Yes.
If we go back to Jolly Holiday, did you encounter any like creative differences or problems that you were able to solve in the making of this single?
You know, that is so funny that you asked that question. And it was when I saw it on the list of questions that you sent me, I was like, wait, what? How did you know?
Right?
Man. So funny thing about it was around the time that I was, you know, thinking about releasing music, a lot of, you know, my supporters have been asking about music for a very long time. And I released a single back in like 2011 that didn't really have much, you know, of a push for, or, you know, a budget for, just something I released independently. So if you heard it, you heard it. If you didn't, you didn't. But a lot of people still have that single and they play it and they're like, you know, is there anything else coming? So I was going to release something around my birthday, and I didn't end up doing that, but it got delayed a little bit, and I was approached by Sony, a small label via Sony, and excuse me, they were interested in doing a project with me, but sort of like, it was a very loose deal, very much, you know, just this trial run situation, nothing that was too binding, but I, you know, had full creative control of the contract. And we were basically kind of, you know, planning on me releasing some older stuff, you know, maybe even doing some covers of the soundtrack music just to kind of get started. Cause I'm just like, listen, I'm a little bit of a fish out of water. I don't know what I'm going to do next. And the Christmas song came about in the midst of that. And that's when basically the crap hit the fan. And it was like, all of a sudden, I started butting heads with the label. All of a sudden, it wasn't my project anymore. All of a sudden, they wanted more control. But the contract was already signed at that point, and it was just getting just stressful. You know, a lot of it still was me being funding everything. You know, so it wasn't, you know, just like a traditional sense deal in the sense of like had a huge budget, you know, or anything like that. It was mostly they were going to back me on, you know, promoting the record. And this was a very new label, you know, it's just because it's Sony. It was still a smaller label underneath Sony that was just getting started. And we just butt heads almost like to the point of like no return. Like it was getting to the point where I was waking up every day choosing violence. Listen, and I put so much work into Jolly Holiday. Like, I even have merch, like you can see from behind me. Like, I had come up with, you know, merchandise for Jolly Holiday and a charity, you know, of fundraising efforts for it and everything. And so it was just so much work and so much effort. We're all in different states. Angelique is out in LA. Leon is out in LA. You know, we're sending tracks back and forth on Discord, trying to get it done and get the mixes right. And I'm getting everybody's opinion. So in the middle of all of that work, and I had traveled to Louisiana to actually record the single. So in the middle of all that work, I was dealing with this drama at the label. And it just got to the point where I lost it on everybody. And I was like, yeah. Kick rocks.
Oh. Yeah.
So I had made the, you know, announcement, a small announcement to my supporters. So there might be, so I'm glad you asked this question, because there might be some confusion on what actually happened, you know, you can see that I have released the record independently, and Sony's name or nobody else's name is on the track. And that is the reason why. So I appreciate you asking so I could clarify that.
Trying to sign a deal, and there are, you know, differences between what the label wants and what you want and things like that, and there's no compromising, things like that. That's happened to so many of my friends, for example, who've signed label deals and things, and some go along with it because, hey, might get a foot into the industry, maybe that will work, and others, some are like, no, I want this control because it's my brand and I want to have a say in what I should do. So it's definitely happened to a lot of my friends in the business. And it's just so sad when, you know, you can't really agree on things together.
Well, especially when you're miles apart.
Yeah.
You know, like you can be too far apart because I always keep in mind, like Whitney Houston, for instance, she would always bump heads with Clive Davis. Like, he's like, no. And she's like, what is this song you want me to sing? And they would be like her biggest hits, though. So, mm-hmm. You know, but in that case, it's Clive Davis, and it's a lot of money that he's investing in her project. And so that was not necessarily the case. Leon and I have a production company, Leeboy TV, or Leeboy TV, which is where you can guys find him on social media. But he goes by Leeboy. And we have a production company as well. We pitch television shows and he does music as well. So, you know, production company wise, we, you know, I had an established situation. So we just decided to throw it under that. Control it, you know, take control of the situation, you know, ourselves. And then possibly later on, if the music does take any kind of, you know, hold or gains any kind of traction, then we can possibly do a different distribution deal with the bigger label. But yeah, you just can't be too far apart. Like, you know, in this world of like AI and computerized things, it was getting to that point, you know, where it's like, okay, I'm not even creating, you know, for me, music is a whole spiritual, you know, magical process. It has to happen organically and naturally and, you know, 100% authentically. And all of this stuff that gets too computerized and too technical, it just takes the feeling and emotion out of music for me. So I can't rock like that. So that's kind of where we are, where we were actually. I'm like, it's not just the movie industry. The music industry is fighting that battle heavy as well. So I draw the line.
I have to definitely take my hat off to Latantia, because most people would have crumbled like under that pressure, and especially before you even came out. Well, let me tell you, Latantia was not having it. She stuck to her guns, and I go back and forth between Georgia and California, and I was like, you know what? Like I said, that's my girl. Like I rock out with her. So, you know, if she would have said it's war, then it was war. But it was peace. So, you know, we did that. Well, I did my verse in my bedroom. I was like, look, boom, boom. Matter of fact, Leeboy, he came through, and we made it happen. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people in this industry, I want people to understand that too. Like they think it's like in these million-dollar studios and all that. Like there's an artist called Friday. He literally, the song that he did with DJ Khaled, he did that in his bedroom. And now he's like, I don't know if he's won a Grammy, but Grammy nominated. Like, there's ugly sides of the music industry. It's not all glamorous. It's not all, oh, boom, you get a record deal, you get this, you get all this kind of money. Nah, like, there's really ugly sides. Like, with this song is so amazing. I'm super proud of her that she kept it pushing. Like she said, she's got the merch. You know, so this girl has been promoting. Like, I wake up to tags, okay? Like, like does she sleep? But she lives hard. You know what I'm saying? But it's her. Most people would just like I said, they would have crumbled, but she is pushing this. You know what I'm saying? We help her. I mean, she really like, boom, she's out there front row, front center. So definitely want to take my hats off.
I appreciate you saying that. And then a lot of, I'm juggling a lot too. I mean, you know, we're still actors. So, you know, we still have audition deadlines now that the strike just ended. We're so grateful. Thank God for that. But, you know, we have to meet these deadlines with our agent, where everybody's like hungry to get back to work. So, you know, being able to learn, I have two auditions due right now, two scripts I need to learn. So I get off here, you know, I have to learn scripts and get meet those deadlines. And then, you know, also run a business. I was on Shark Tank with the product that I invented called Grease Bags as well. So that's the other side of me. I wear so many different hats, and that, you know, that just came out of me being, you know, cooking for my kid. And I was like, what? Grease and Grease Bags was born. So you guys can go to greasebags.com and read about that. I don't want to make this about that, but just to let you guys know, there's just so much going on. So I'm grateful to get that pat on the back. Thank you sometimes. Yes, no, and I was just saying that I really appreciate Angelique and Leon, because, you know, we are family, and she did not hesitate, neither did he, to jump on the track. And, you know, I was like, listen, we got a Christmas bop, and they were like, okay, what? Like, they just, no questions asked, really. Of course, I wanted to make sure they liked the track first, but they were just there front and center, and you know, Leon took his whole setup to Angelique's house and made it happen. And like she said, that's how we're telling you guys the real deal, because we want you to know this and know that you can do it yourself. Like, don't think because you don't have $1 million budget or a big label behind you that you can't make it happen. There's people recording like I told you, I do music with my son and his friend Mari, and they keep me abreast because they're 21-year-olds of what's going on. And they're like, listen, like, Ma, like, they're recording records with iPhone, with AirPods or whatever those things are called. Like, they're doing that, and they're like, okay, you know, keep it track, you know, with the MacBook and his AirPods. I'm just like, oh, like, and this is the record that we're hearing? This is not the pre-production? This is the record? They're like, no, this is the actual record. So nowadays, you know, like I said, technology has its advantages. I still draw the line, though. You know, we're not going to turn us all into robots. We're not doing that. I don't even like a lot of auto-tune. I'm like, yeah, a little bit.
Before I go to the next question, I just wanted to say, I just wanted to make a little announcement for the people who are listening in Scandinavia. So last year in May, if you guys didn't know, at times I work with Paramount in the Nordics for this podcast with their brands MTV, Nickelodeon, and what was formerly called Paramount Plus, that is now called Sky Showtime in Europe, and Pluto TV. So I was invited to MTV Unplugged last year. They were doing a Scandinavian episode with a rock band from Sweden called Mando Diao. And they were recording that as an album and a TV special. And it's out on Friday, I think. It's going to be on MTV. And if they haven't cut me, I'm in this last scene of that. So we'll see if they've cut me out or not, or if I'm on it. But that's fun. So MTV emailed me. Well, their PR agency, MTV's PR agency emailed me yesterday, and we're like, we're throwing a little release party for Mando Diao at this restaurant in Stockholm. Would you like to come? I'm like, yes, please. They're like, bring a friend. So now I'm trying to find someone who's available to go with me. I got two no's because everyone's busy on a random Thursday night, but I'll fix it.
Your phone's gonna blow up, and I hope you have an outfit. But and that sounds like fun. Wish we were there.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I so invite you if you were here.
Congratulations on that, though. Like, oh my gosh, mm-hmm. I'm excited about your episode and your event. That sounds like that's my type of going out right there.
Definitely.
Yep.
So, if you were to, another little announcement thing, this is from a while ago, though. But a few years ago, I launched a verified account on Spotify for this podcast, where I have my music artists create playlists. So I was thinking we could make a little playlist with Jolly Holiday on it and some singles that inspired it. So what were some, if we're thinking Jolly Holiday, the creation of it, what are some songs that come to mind that are similar, that were a bit of an inspiration? Obviously, we talked about Sleigh Ride, but is there anything else that vibe?
For sure, Sleigh Ride. And if you listen to... also, Aaliyah's first album was it One in a Million was the first one? Or was that the second album? I think that was the second. The first, her very, very first album that had Back and Forth. And that, if you listen to that album, you'll hear the sound of Jolly Holiday as well. It puts you right into that sort of mindset, that sort of sound, that vibe for sure. But 90s R&B in general is where I'm going with it, because even my second single is, you know, you might think Faith Evans when you hear that. So, you know, so I'm definitely trying to keep everything in that vein. I mean, you know, we sample things and we kind of get a little piece of a little bit of 90s here and there. But I'm like, let's just do it like we did it. Like, let's do it exactly the way we did it is where I'm at with it. So, yeah. All those girl groups from the 90s, especially Aaliyah, which is my girl, Aaliyah, Faith, and Brandy, you know, Monica, that's what I grew up on. That's my crew. And Jade, the group, a lot of people don't know about the group Jade, but that's another one. That was one I used to run on repeat. So shout out to my girls from Jade, because actually we follow each other on Instagram. So shout out to them.
Wonderful. So too, all my beautiful listeners, in the description of this episode, you guys can, you know, find Jolly Holiday on your preferred streaming service. Maybe you're on Spotify user, maybe you're an Apple Music user, maybe you use something else like Tidal, etc. It's there. You can just click it. Yes, we have the outro and things like that of that nature. Thank you so much for taking your time to talk to little me. I appreciate it.
We appreciate
it. Not no little you.
No, we're not at all. We were very much excited. I was telling everybody that we were being interviewed in Switzerland. Like, I was just doing it. We were doing it big Facts. Today.
And I was big pumping you up when I called. I was like, yo, I have a homie over in Switzerland. You know, I already told him that I was going to, you know, come back to him specifically with an exclusive. Like, no, it's not no little nothing. Big thing no. over here.
big things happening, and it's 11:11 today. You know, I'm a big spiritualist.
Yes.
Oh, here in the studio, they're throwing a little get together, a little party here. And they were telling me a bit about, you know, did you know that it's 11:11 today? We need to do manifesting. And I was like, okay, let's do it. It's good for us.
The portal is open. Yes.
When you gave the option, I was super geeked. I was like, 11:11. And I already knew she was going to say yes, but I was like, no, guess what? So it's already for 11:11. I was like, you were always.
She gave me the two dates and I was like, come on now. You already know. Yes, they're speaking. It's definitely a magical day. So I have nothing is impossible. No. Nothing.
So thank you so much for listening to this episode of Artists Alive. I just wanted to say that, yes, the single is linked in the description, and so is the playlist if you're a Spotify user. And don't forget to follow Tangela and Angelique on social media. There are so many platforms and stuff like that, and I cannot keep up with them. So why don't you tell our listeners where they can follow you, starting with you, Latangela?
Yes, I am. I try to keep it simple for you guys. So whatever platform you are on, whether it's IG, TikTok, Twitter, which is now X, and Threads, I am_Latangela. I am_Latangela on all of those platforms. And if you're on Facebook, it's just Latangela Newsom. So you'll find me. That's the only one that's slightly different. So yeah, I try to keep everything streamlined. And also with the merch, I have it's like 90s Christmas wrapping paper and socks for Jolly Holiday. We are fundraising for Ronald McDonald House, which is one of my favorite charities. I donate to them every year. We drop off gifts and stuff to the local chapters every year. So I figured this year I try to, you know, get the supporters to help me raise $5,000 for Ronald McDonald House. And you can either buy merch or you can donate directly to the Ronald McDonald House. I'll have a charity link straight to them as well. So when you go to my social media, I'll have all that stuff. And nothing's too small. We just want to give love this Christmas. So even if it's a quarter, just donate it to the Ronald McDonald House. So, but I thought the merch was a fun idea. Like I said, my kid's 21, so he loves the 90s Christmas idea. And there's not a lot of merch like that in the stores. So this is our first attempt. It's very premium wrapping paper. It's so thick. You guys will love it. So it'll be linked on my TikTok shop. So if you go follow me on TikTok, you'll find it there.
You can find me at angeliquefaith.com. I am on different social medias, Instagram, Facebook. I'm still on the fence with X. I kind of deactivated my page, you know what I mean? But, you know, I might reactivate it. But if I don't, You can come to AngeliqueBates.com where you can subscribe. There's a lot of things that's coming up. Like you said, we have the single. I've started back doing stand-up, so I have a performance coming up at the Laugh Factory and the Hollywood Comedy. So if you definitely want to stay updated about that, especially if you're in the States, definitely make sure you subscribe. And even for things, even if you're not in the States, we still have music coming. We have projects. We have all kinds of things, merch, everything. So just definitely stay tuned.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be overseas touring a little bit because I know I have a lot of supporters overseas. So hopefully we'll have some opportunities because, listen, I love to travel. So I'll come see you guys. So let's make something happen.
I got a passport. A passport ready. Me
too. And you guys can find me on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok. I must be better at TikTok. I've been taking a little break from that. Here on Spotify, the name is 17. It's my artist name. So, and it's 17. No, yeah, it's everywhere. And it's everything is linked into the description. So if you guys are like me and you listen to information, you can't really take it in and it's like too much and you become a little bit overwhelmed. It's everything is linked for you guys in the description so you can find it more easily. Thank you for listening to this episode of Artists Alive. I really appreciate you guys. And if you like the show, please rate and review it. That helps with the algorithms. And I'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.